Welcome to this relaxation recording. My name is Kevin Whitelaw, and I'm going to guide you into a deep sense of relaxation. This will allow you to use the power of your unconscious mind to improve your self-confidence and sense of well-being. In this way, it will help you prepare for the positive changes you may wish to make in your life. Please make sure you are somewhere safe to relax deeply, perhaps lying down on a bed or a couch, somewhere where you won't be disturbed for approximately the next 40 minutes. You should under no circumstances listen to this while driving, operating machinery, or carrying out any other task requiring your concentration. This is your time to relax. So for now, make yourself comfortable and simply continue to listen to the sound of my voice. Okay, just take a moment to focus on your breathing. Gently inhale, fill your lungs with revitalizing oxygen, then gently let it all go, breathing out any tension as you begin to drift into relaxation. Inhale to fill your lungs and breathe out as you relax deeper and deeper. And just whenever you're ready, allow your eyes to close as you become more and more relaxed. As you continue to breathe deeply and gently, as each breath relaxes you further, random thoughts may come to mind. Shapes and colours may appear as if they were on a screen inside your eyes. That's fine. Just let them pass on through and drift away like clouds on a warm summer's day. And as you drift away deeper and deeper, just be comfortable. Just be. As you focus on my voice, you may allow yourself to become more and more comfortable. You can notice the weight of your body being fully supported, so you don't have to hold any stress or any tension in your shoulders or your neck. You can just let your head rest, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too. Every muscle, every fiber of your being, as you just relax. Because now is the time for you to enjoy doing nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear the sounds around you, the sounds outside, the sounds inside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they remind you that the world is still safely turning, and you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. Letting go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with each breath you take, and with every word I speak, you just drift deeper and deeper. And as you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I would like you to imagine something for me. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home. Somewhere you've been, or somewhere you've seen in a film or on television, or perhaps it's somewhere new. A place you're creating all for yourself, right now. And you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you will find yourself relaxing more and more. And with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress or tension and just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the stairs is a short corridor that leads to a door. A door to a very special place. A room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room, you can feel just exactly as you would want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed, and perfectly at ease. And to find this space, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number, drifting deeper now, following my voice as I count. 10. Allowing yourself to relax more and more. Every step taking you closer to that room inside. To 9. Stepping down to 8. Perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And there's a handrail, strong and solid on the wall beside you, worn smooth by years of use. And you realise that you have been down this stairway many, many times. And that this room exists inside you already. Ready to be accessed to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And 6. There's a picture on the wall beside you. A picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know or someone you love or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence, somewhere special you've been or somewhere you know, or perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength that comes to you directly. Deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to 5. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down from 4 to 3. Almost as if you are walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from 3 to 2. Every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway and you can see that door at the end. And you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside, a place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now as you step down from 2 to 1, almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from 1 to 0, and you relax every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the successes you have already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends and family and loved ones. And as you walk down along that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock, an old antique grandfather clock, and you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands on the face, you suddenly understand that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real. And you can choose to place your mind in that space now, as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face, realizing that although they have been round so many times, every minute of every hour of every day, for weeks, months, years and decades, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist now. Because the past is gone, and gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is that we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future? The future is a dream. It's a dream that we can colour with bright, clear possibility. You can choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. You can fill it with joy and happiness and all the success that you truly deserve. And it all begins in this very moment where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet. As the pendulum swings back and forth from left to right, and back and forth from right to left, and you catch your reflection and notice that something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps you are standing more confidently, or there's a smile on your face, or happiness in your eyes, or a joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection of yourself now. And that looks like what? This inspires you as you turned and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you, that room in which you will discover so much about yourself, and how you will find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room, you can imagine and create and rehearse and be the person you seek to be. The person you truly are. And before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. And I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket, or around your neck on a length of chain, or is it already in your hand? It's an old, ornate, brass key that's cool to touch but warming as you hold it in your hand. Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked for you, and that this room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is just simply remember that it exists deep inside you right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door, and you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be. All around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you, radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself. Each day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here, now, for you to tap into and enjoy. And this feels like what? And as you find the answers you are looking for, I'd like to tell you a story. Out in the heat of a lonely desert, a traveller was crossing a broad and barren plain. He'd been travelling since morning, and now he was hot and tired and hungry. He watched the sun setting towards the mountains in the west, and began wondering where he might find a place to rest, and somewhere to sleep that evening. He reached the edge of the plain and gazed down over a deep valley. Far in the distance, he could just make out a distant village. Smoke from the chimneys was drifting lazily in the evening sky. He urged his horse down the switchback track to the valley floor. He was already anticipating an ice-cold drink to quench his thirst, the taste of the local delicacies, and some good companionship for the evening. When he reached the edge of the village, it seemed deserted. There was just one street with a few houses and a few shops along each side. But through the haze of the evening, he could barely distinguish some kind of activity at the far end of the community. Urging his horse forward, he realised the villagers were gathered around a fence. The fence surrounded a field. As he drew closer, he could hear the nervous shouts of the people. When they heard him, they pleaded, "Help us, Signor. Save us from the monster." The traveller looked into the field, and all he could see was a huge watermelon. "Please save us, Signor. It's going to attack." "That's not a monster. It's a watermelon. It's just an oversized fruit." "It's a monster. And it's going to attack us. Help us, Signor." "It's a watermelon. It's a monster. It's a watermelon." But before he could finish, the enraged villagers pulled him from his horse, rolled him in the dirt, lashed him back to his horse, and chased him out of the village, never to be seen again. An hour or so later, another traveller was following hard on the heels of the first one. The sun was already lower in the west, and he was feeling even thirstier and even hungrier than the first traveller. He too contemplated a cool, refreshing drink and the good, honest food of the region. He snaked down the side of the valley and reached the outskirts of the village. He saw the crowd, agitated and shouting at the fence. "What's the problem?" he asked. "Look, a fierce green monster. It's going to attack us." "So there is," said the traveller. "It's big, and it's certainly fierce. Let me help you." So he drew his sword, held it high above his head, spurred on his horse and leapt the fence, and in no time at all, bits of watermelon were flying everywhere. The villagers were covered in red slush and green skin and black pips, and they didn't care. They were cheering and clapping. The traveller was carried in triumph through the village and invited to stay for just as long as he wished. They put him in the best room at the hotel. They paid all his expenses. They served him the best food, the best wine of the region. And in return, he took time to listen and learn about their culture, their history, their way of life, their stories. And as he did so, little by little, he won the trust and confidence of these people. He began to tell them about his own culture, his history, and the way of life of his own people and his own story. And very gently and very delicately, he began to teach them the difference between a monster and a watermelon. And so, in the fullness of time, the villagers began to plant and cultivate watermelons in their fields. And when the time came finally for the traveller to leave, he passed by the field, now full of rows and rows of massive watermelons awaiting the harvest. And a villager said, "Thank you so much, Señor. You have taught us many things, and you have shown us how to tame the watermelon and make it work for us." And a traveller said, "You indeed have fine watermelons, and always remember, even watermelons can sometimes be monsters, and monsters can sometimes be watermelons." With the village receding in our minds, so we turn our attention to the future. In the coming days and weeks, your thoughts will often turn to consider the important decisions you have to make, and important challenges for which you have yet to find solutions. Even when you're not consciously thinking about these things, your mind will continue to deal with them so that when your attention returns to them once more, you're going to be surprised and delighted at just how many potentially useful ideas you're able to come up with. And some of these ideas are even likely to catch you by surprise at times, emerging into your awareness while you're thinking of something else or doing something else. They may even enter your dreams at night, or you might wake up with some of these new ideas in mind. Regardless of how they make their appearance, they are going to be very helpful and very beneficial to you. Of course, you will always try to make sure that you have sufficient information on which to base any final decisions, and you will always want to check out these new ideas to make sure they are practical, just as you would check out information from any other source. You will also continue to be aware that sometimes the best decision is a decision to wait or to secure additional information before acting. But nevertheless, you are going to be surprised and pleased at how much more clearly and creatively you are going to be able to think, and at how much more confidently and effectively you will be able to deal with the issues and challenges which lie before you. In a moment, it will be time to allow yourself to drift off to sleep. A refreshing sleep and a nourishing sleep. A sleep that will leave you revitalized in the morning, relaxed and refreshed and ready to be the best version of you. But for now, we're going to count backwards. Count very slowly, breathe with each count, allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeper with each number, deeper and deeper with each breath. My voice drifting into the background as you drift off. 300. Breathing out, drifting out. 299. Breathing out. Notice how your eyelids are so very heavy and very comfortable. 298. Drifting away as my voice drifts away. 297. Drifting away. 296. Calm and relaxed. drifting deeper and deeper with each number. 294. Drifting off as my voice just drifts away now. 293. Drifting and counting down for yourself now. 287.